Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a big show in the sky as the Orionid meteor shower expected to peak. Joining us on the live line, Michael Narlock with the Cranbrook Institute of Science. And thanks very much, Michael, for being with us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
What can you tell us about this Orionid meteor shower? Is this going to be a big one, right?
Well, meteor showers are notoriously difficult to really predict, but there's a chance that we're going to see quite a spectacular show if the weather cooperates tonight.
That's the big question, of course. You have to put on your weather forecasting hat if it does get cloudy tonight and rainy. Any idea what we'll be able to see here in Michigan?
Well, if we presume that it's going to be nice and crystal clear, then over the course of tonight, if you go outside and look up, you could see anywhere from, say, 20 to maybe as much as 70 streaks of light across the sky. These are little bits of the tail of a very famous comet, Halley's Comet, that are hitting our atmosphere and burning up, and you'll see those streaks coming across the sky. And we get lots of questions here about, do I need a telescope for this? And the answer is no. All you need is patience and a dark sky, and we recommend going out to as far away from a city as you can get a nice dark sky, bring a blanket, lay down, and look up. And that's really all you need to do.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about, so you can see everything with a naked eye. Is there anything special going on at Cranbrook? I mean, at the observatories or planetariums, is there a better show?
Well, we don't really do these happen every year. This one happens every year around this time, so we don't really need our big observatory for this. You just need a good pair of eyes, and we will touch on this in all of our planetarium shows for sure. But you don't really need any special equipment at all for a nice meteor shower. In fact, here right in the middle of Bloomfield Hills, it's kind of bright, so you want to go out where it's even darker than this, and maybe 20 miles away from the nearest city is what we recommend. Get as nice and dark a sky as you can get, and then just look up and watch the show.
Looking in your history here, these, I guess people probably call them falling stars or something at one time. How far back do these date? Do we know who first observed the meteors, the meteor showers?
Well, streaks of light have been seen for thousands of years by folks. We didn't really know what they were until we started to piece together that they happen with this regularity, that they may come from a comet tails. Now, not all meteor showers come from comet tails. Some of them come from asteroids, for instance. But certainly the nice big ones like this one come from Halley's Comet. And some of the listeners may remember back in 86, Halley's Comet was visible, and you could go outside with your telescope or a good pair of binoculars and see this comet in the nighttime sky. Now, unfortunately, Halley's Comet goes around the sun once every 76 years, so we're not going to be seeing Halley's Comet again until, I think, around the year 2061, but we see the fingerprints of the comet every single year around this time in October because we see the remnants of those passbys of the Earth in the form of the comet tail hitting our atmosphere and burning up in a lovely meteor shower.
Right, so you probably have to be 10 or under if you're going to be around for the next
exactly.
Halley's Comet. All right. Okay, well, hopefully we can see it. Thanks, Michael, for being with us today.
My pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.